Howdy, y'all. It's Paula Deen, the queen of comfort food, and I'm just spreading a little butter on my butter to give it that extra buttery flavor. Mmm, I love butter. It's almost as tasty as listening to Rick Stacy live from the Argos Family Diner in Apopka.
All right, I want to say hi to Raul. He's the cook this morning, and I can't remember her name. She forgot her own name. She introduced one of the waitresses here, introduced herself as X, you know, certain name, and then she came up to me. She goes, I'm sorry, that's not my name.
Oh, whoopsie, I gave you the wrong name. Shout out to Kimmy, too, by the way, who came by here, and Drew is here as well.
And Drew Acosta, yeah. All right, 23-year-old Kansas man. Boy, how drunk do you have to be to do it with a tailpipe of a car?
I would say fairly drunk.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. Cops caught him around 2 a.m. Behind his car. His name is Ryan Malek. I was wondering, when was a car on? That can't be, right?
No, that would burn you, right?
A cop said there was he was obviously rocking the tailpipe.
Oh, dear.
Yes, lots of alcohol. Malik's blood alcohol content, 4 times the legal limit.
Whoa.
But, I mean, damn. Even if you're that drunk, I mean, I get it, you know, but you have to
pick your timing, man. Timing's everything.
You have to do it. It's like, yeah, but, I mean, come on.
Alcohol-induced bad behavior.
Oh, boy. The mayor of Courant, Minnesota is bow-wowing out Mayor Duke. He's been mayor. He was elected 3 times.
Oh, gosh.
He's a dog. He's a great Pyrenees dog. He says the dog, okay?
Oh, he's says pretty.
That he's a gorgeous dog. The town says that 13-year-old Mayor Duke is tired and wants to enjoy his life now. The rigors of being mayor of Courant, I can't even say this. It's a small town. We're too much for him at 13 years old, which is 70, 80, 91 in dog years.
Wow, that's
good math.
Yeah. He is getting up there.
Yeah, he made Courant great again.
Yes, he did.
A shocking moment. This really is a shocking moment. Here in France, there's this priest. You know, he looks kind of Italian. I don't know if he's French or what he is. You couldn't hear his voice, so you don't know what kind of accent he has. But he's a priest, and he's dressed in all the priest stuff, and it's time to, baptize a baby.
Okay, yeah.
So they're doing the whole thing. Families gathered around the holy water, the little marble bird feeders there.
It's Catholic, you know what we're talking about.
He's doing the cross and everything, and he's holding the baby. The baby starts crying. Babies get scared.
A lot of babies cry at christenings because you're holding them away or they're cold and pouring water on their head, and they're like, what's happening?
Yeah, they don't
make them wear that silly outfit.
Yeah,
they do make him wear. So the baby starts crying. The priest is kind of like trying to calm the baby down. And finally, the priest just smacks him. And I'm not talking a little tap on the face. I mean, like, whack.
He slaps this baby in the face.
Are you kidding me?
Slaps the baby on the face. And then when the parents reach for the kid, the priest is kind of hugging the baby's head. So I swear it's not funny, but it seemed like something out of Three Stooges. The parents are holding onto the torso of the kid. The priest is holding onto the baby's head. And everybody's upset.
You got nobody tackled? I mean, I know it's like he's...
Here's the video. Not yet. Not yet. Say, be quiet. Here we go. Yeah. Hey, here's a smack.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
There it is.
Then the parents start getting all mad.
Now the pulling starts. Too bad it wasn't like, what was that, Stretch Armstrong?
If you smacked my baby at a christening, I don't care if you're a man of God. I'm tackling you on that altar.
Oh, nobody,
you are going down.
They pulled a little bit, but nobody seemed to be trying to save the kid too much.
I would be taking the kid. The priest would probably have a black eye.
I don't mean to interrupt, dudes. We got a phone call?
Do we have to put these calls on the air? I mean, we're live at the diner here.
I'm just saying that everybody's calling wondering where you're at.
Put them on. Hello.
Is this the Idiot of the Morning show?
Well, yeah, this is Rick, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you admit to it. That's what I would call you if I saw you personally, but I'm talking to you personally, so that's what I'm calling you, because you're taking up all of the space at this diner. I don't understand. Why don't you just go home?
We're doing this diner tour to show our, you know, the appreciation for diners. They're the backbone of America.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why do you eat at a diner? You're driving away all the customers. Diner that I eat at, usually you took that over. Now you're at another one. I left and went here to the Argos diner, and there you are.
Yeah, but
you're an idiot.
Well, we're just trying to get out in public, and
you're not trying anything. You're doing it. So just shut up and go away. I'm trying to have some breakfast. You take the parking lot spaces. You're just a f***ing idiot. I just can't tell you the depth of which we hate you.
We
had to move to another diner because you took over the one we go to normally, and now here you are, asshole. You're just sitting here, taking up space, breathing the same air that we're breathing, unfortunately, polluting the atmosphere. Just get out. Nobody wants you here. You're taking my parking spot and my table. Let us eat our food in peace, for God's sake. If you have any ounce of decency, I'm going to call your station president and get you fired.
Yeah. I know
illegal use of diner facilities, that's for sure. There's got to be some law about idiots using a diner and taking tables away from taxpayers. Well, I pay your salary, son, and I'm going to have you fired.
I tell you what, do we have those? Yeah, I got a nice T-shirt for you.
What color is it?
Well, it's white and it has got the Diner Tour logo on it. It's real nice with script and everything.
This is a picture of a diner?
Yeah, it's got a diner with the picture on it, yep.
Sounds good. I'll hold.
It's the Diner Tour with the Rick Stacy Show.
I hope you brought enough for everybody. Sunny FM.